for the residents. And, you know, you hear all these different phrases. What is independent living? What is assisted living? What is nursing home or, you know, skilled nursing? What is memory care? And independent living is just that.
Yeah. I don't need any medical care to the best of my knowledge. Leave me alone. If I ask, if I need something, I'll ask you for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you do need medical care, it's not that you can't get it, but we don't provide that. It's apartments for our seniors, but it is a come and go as you wish, but we have a lot of things to offer, and meals and housekeeping and all the things you don't want to do at home.
Like I said, there's some services you do offer. If there is a need for it, you'd shovel a walk. If there is a need for it, you're going to cut the grass. You do provide some meals, but even that's optional. You don't have to eat the meals.
That's right. You know. Right. All of our independent living apartments come with a fully functional kitchen. So in years past, we've had people that prefer to stay in the apartment and cook all of their own meals. Mm-hmm. Or the ladies and gentlemen, they come in and they're like, I'm done. I'm not cooking anymore and I'm excited. So it's your choice. Yeah. And that's one of the great things about Green Country Village.
It is no different in one sense from any other apartment complex.
Correct.
If you choose that option. Mm-hmm. But like you said, if you want a couple meals a day, you've got the kitchen staff that provides good stuff with the variety and the taste that people are looking for.
Exactly. Yes.
I think what sets us apart from just regular apartment living would be transportation is included if you need that service.
I see the bus frequently, and I've said this for years, mm-hmm. but I go to a symphony concert. I go to the Choral Society. I go to OKM. The bus is there getting people on and off.
Absolutely. We also have trips to Walmart, Walgreens, you know, to run errands. Mm-hmm. But also we have a small minivan that might take somebody to a hair appointment or to a medical appointment. And so we have group activities. But if I want to just run, pick up a prescription real quick, somebody can take me there. So that's handy.
And many of the residents no doubt have their own independent transportation.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can do what you want, when you want, where you want, with who you want.
That's exactly right.
But, you know, that still probably raises some concerns for family members, whether the family is down the street or on the other side of the country. And so there's family questions from that, and I think that's kind of what we're here to answer this morning is, you know, mom and dad are moving into this apartment complex. I don't know anything about it. Are they going to be well taken care of?
You know, we work with a lot of adult children that may be seeing some changes in their parents, or they just say, you know, mom and dad are ready to relax. And so we get a lot of conversations with adult children, and some of their questions might be, what all do we have to offer? And we just talked about that. But sometimes it's a hard topic to address. Mm-hmm. So if you're out of state or out of town and can't really check on mom and dad as much as you'd like, some of the things that that you might do is, it's really never too early to talk about independent living mm-hmm. for your parents. You might just start talking about it in regular conversation and kind of feel them out on how they feel about it. Some of our residents are saying, I locked the door to my home, came to Green Country, and I really never looked back because of what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. Some people really had to think about it for a couple of years.
Yeah, and I think that's okay for them to talk about it, think about it, and exactly. maybe get that conversation going with those adult children, or maybe I'll say their own siblings who might be doing something like Green Country mm-hmm. wherever they live.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a big decision, and we understand that. And Casey and I are very conscious of that, and we want to be supportive. We don't want to push anybody. It is a huge decision. Most of the residents that we're meeting, you know, they've lived here in Bartlesville or in their home for 40 plus years, and there's memories there. It's a lot. So we understand that it's going to be a courting process, if you will, and that it might take time.
Well, if you've lived in your home, I don't care, 20 years, 25, 30 years, 40 or more years in that one home, and many people in the age range that we're talking about have done that.
Exactly.
It's a big step because mm-hmm. all your stuff is there.
True. And then you have to decide, what do we keep? Downsizing can be overwhelming.
The wife thinks we're married to her. We're married to the stuff.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I say I don't envy that decision, because I know how my garage looks right now. But I also know once that decision is made, we hear time and time again, I should have done it years ago. And the simplicity, once you make that decision, the simplicity of life when you don't have, quote, so much stuff, mm-hmm. and other people are doing things for you, there is a burden that maybe residents didn't quite realize that they had on their shoulders. And so there's a freedom there that we're proud to provide.
Right.
Also, one of the other things I've been kind of researching, how to have those conversations with your parents or family members. And instead of, you know, no one likes to be told what to do. Charlie, guess what? We're moving you.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
And give us the keys, because we're taking the car away.
And we're taking the car away. Mm-hmm. But what we can do with our conversation, and again, just that day in, day out conversation, is frame it from the child's perspective, from the adult child's perspective. You know, Dad, I kind of noticed that it's kind of hard for you to walk up and down those stairs. And or aren't you tired of mowing the lawn?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so those conversations kind of start getting people thinking about mm-hmm. what my next move might be.
Yeah. I remember that conversation, but Mom and Dad had a downstairs bedroom that they could move into. So the stairway was not the big issue, but it came around to mowing the lawn, or do you really think you need to keep that same garden you had 25 years ago?
Right, yeah. Right. And we do have opportunities for them to enjoy outside our beautiful, you know, 26 acres and beautiful gardens, but somebody else gets to mess with it, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes we might need to prepare for a resistance with something if you're really seeing a need. And some of the things, there's a lot of great information for you adult children online. Mm-hmm. And but some things that you might do is talk to their clergy or religious leader and just kind of invite them in. Maybe their physician has some good ideas. Maybe they have friends, former coworkers or church mm-hmm. members that live in a community. And then they can kind of talk to them, go to lunch with them, and kind of feel them out with your parent mm-hmm. and kind of look at it through that resident's eyes.
And I think it's sort of the residents that are, in many cases, the best marketing people Green Country has. I've had the opportunity over the years to talk with the residents, and, you know, I think almost to a 100% individual, yeah, I get that we should have done this sooner, or this is the best thing we've done in a long time.
Right. And you're correct. Our residents are the best advertising marketing tool that we have. They're living it day to day and enjoying the experience and the opportunities at Green Country Village, and nobody can share that better than them. Mm-hmm. So we value all of our residents. Mm.
Money can't buy what they have to
exactly.
share, obviously. Yeah. You know, they're walking, talking testimonies for us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and don't have to worry about fixing the roof or all the other stuff that mm-hmm. goes along with homeownership.
That's right. That's what we're there for.
You fix it. I can't see you up on the roof.
No, probably not. But
uh-huh. But we know who can.
But we know who's taking care of it.
You know, some of the things that you might be thinking about if you're the prospective resident mm-hmm. is, am I tired or having difficulty doing these things? Ask that of yourself. Do I use my whole house?
Yeah.
You know, you may have a 3 or 4 bedroom home. Are you utilizing all those rooms? And I don't mean as closets.
Yeah.
but so to downsize, you can say, really, I use my living room. I use my office and my bedroom and sometimes my kitchen, but that's about it. And that can help you think about downsizing and how you would go about doing that.
Mm-hmm. And right. still have room to store the Christmas tree if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. You know, I know there are some concerns too. Can I afford it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big decision. Right. And I know it's a difficult conversation piece, but you got to know what it's going to cost.
Any retiree of any means, it doesn't matter who you are or what your means are, there's always that question of outliving your savings, your income, your retirement plan, whatever it is.
Well, we have a calculator worksheet, if you will, that talks about what do you spend at home, what is my mortgage if I have one, what are my electrical bills, do I pay someone to do the yard, if I am driving some but not so much, do I have a car payment, insurance payment, those kind of things. And then we have the worksheet of what's provided and what the cost is, and you'll find that it's really not that big of a financial difference, especially with the services that we provide. Because as I'm a little older, I'm not getting out as much as I want to, but I want to be more social. Those activities are available to you so that you don't have to pay to go to the movie, or you don't have to pay for a special event. You get to attend those. So those are some financial advantages that Green Country has to offer.
Well, and frequently I have heard the story of when I moved in, I found out that this person that I've gone to church with for decades was just down the hall. You know.
Yes, that happens quite a lot. Or it's colleagues. They work together at Phillips or something for 40 years, and they hadn't seen each other since they retired, and then they wind up being neighbors. So it's neat. It's a wonderful little community all in of itself, and our residents are they're just precious, and they enjoy getting to know each other, taking care of each other, becoming friends and networking. It's really a neat thing to see every day. We're privileged to be there, be a part of it.
But you're in the business of answering the questions for the potential resident or for their rest of their family.
Absolutely. And we're here a quick phone call away. You can like us on Facebook. We have a new Facebook that will also show you or your parents all the things that we're doing. We have some really fun pictures up, but we also put some articles that might answer some of these questions.
Okay. And part of it then also, I would assume, is stopping by for a tour. And it's okay if you're up there up front and said, you know, I'm looking around, I'm shopping, I'm thinking, I'm not ready to move this week. You're there to say, that's okay, we can help you plan for whenever you are ready.
Exactly. And I think that's the first step, is getting out there and looking at your options and what do you really want, and experiencing the community. So we welcome that.
Stop in or make an appointment. We don't care. We'll see you when we see you.
Okay. And again, you're real easy to find, and you're just a phone call away.
Exactly.
And what's the phone number for Green Country?
It's 918-335-2086.
Stop by, make an appointment for a tour, and come around mealtime. You get to maybe even taste a cookie or something somewhere
along
the way.
Exactly. Oh, yummy. Yes.
That's our one-on-one feature on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
It may be uncouth to talk about, but in everyday life, it's hard to avoid spit. And it's not always a bad thing, as we find